And now, the Goldbergs. Each day, the Goldbergs learn more and more of the man who's now staying in the house that they rent from him. That man is Edward Way, recently released from prison. He was once wealthy, but a fraud involving the money of thousands of ordinary people tumbled Way down. Now, after 3 years, Way is free again, and Molly's trying to help him establish a chicken business. Orianne Leland is Way's partner, but no one in town is willing to buy from him. Now, Way's former cook, Bertha Nola, visited him, and today the picture she gave of Way's character was so praiseworthy that Molly wondered what could have made the man do what he did. Well, now, tonight it's late, and Way isn't back from taking Mrs. Nolan to the station.
Hello? Hello, Dr. Cader? This is Mrs. Goldberg on the wire. I just called to ask if by any chance Mr. Way is at your house.
What are you calling again, Molly?
Just a minute. Pardon me, Doctor. Just one second. Just a minute, please. Hello, Doctor. Well, and he brought his meat and not, huh?
What is Mr. Way, a baby? He can't find his way home?
Yes. Well, we are a little bit perturbed because Mr. Way, it's 4 o'clock for something. He went to take Mrs. Nolan, that was his former cook, to the station. And now it's nearly a quarter to ten and he's not home yet, so... Well, of course. All right, Doctor. No, there's nothing to do. All right. Oh, thank you very much. Debbie, do you think that I should go maybe?
I think you should do nothing.
No. Why, Mr. Way, Dr. Cater? No, Mrs. Leland, he was not.
He's not a Dr. Cater?
No, and he's not a Dr. Cater. He's not a Dr. Cater, and it's just a quarter to ten already. You look tired, Rosalie. Why don't you go to bed?
I'll wait a while yet, Ma.
What sport is Barky? Maybe that, maybe... Family? No?
He's not at Mike's, Ma.
He is not at Mike's. No. Well, maybe
the... What's the use of Velling? He's not an infant. He'll be here.
And maybe he went to lawyer Pembroke. Maybe because all the gossip and all the talk in the town about that they wouldn't buy and they will buy the chickens. Maybe something with the lawyer and the contract with the business with Orion or something.
You want me to walk over there?
No.
Well, maybe he went to New York with Mrs. Nolan.
He's not allowed to leave the state. He's still on probation.
Mm-hmm. Go to bed, Rosalie, dear. Yes, dear?
Rosie, will you go look into David's room and see if he's covered?
Uh-huh.
Good night.
Good night, dear.
Good night, Papa John.
Good night, darling.
Good night, Sammy.
Good night. Oh. Play cards, Pa?
Play cards.
Throw a log on the fire, Sam. It's chilly.
All right.
Maybe it's too bad she came.
Who?
Mrs. Nolan, his cook. The life he left behind him came in front of him.
Everybody looks back with a pang. Not only Mr. Way.
There are pangs and pangs. How can you compare his pangs with everybody's pangs, sir?
You tassel, Sammy.
You want to play, Ma?
Yeah, play. Mrs. Leland, Orion, you want to play?
I'll watch.
A man that is good to people who work for him.
Pick up your cards.
Wait till I deal them. I don't know. I'll never get over the mystery of a human being. I'll never
you
get
play.
Over. Yes. Let's see what I have here. He educated his gardener's son.
If it was done with the money he stole from the poor people.
You play, Sammy.
All right, Ma. I'm just looking.
Well, maybe that's him now. Go see Sammy.
Oh, Ma, wait till I play out this card.
What is the old Ma play? Excuse me. Oh, Ma play. You? Anybody?
Don't go out, Ma.
Your mother.
Oh, what does she want to go out?
Ma, take your car.
Rain.
I think it's beginning to rain.
Way knows his way home.
You, Molly?
Nothing. Nobody. Beginning to drizzle. Well, let's stop already with the cart, please.
If you want to stop, we'll stop.
You mind if I go up, Ma?
No, darling. Why should I mind?
Good night.
Good night, dear.
Wait, Sammy. I'll accompany you. Do you mind, Molly?
Why should I mind?
Good night. It's possible that Mr. Way is waiting for the house to get dark.
What do you mean?
Maybe he's not in the mood for conversation. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Perhaps Mr. Goldberg is right.
I thought maybe Mr. Way is walking around, strolling around, and waiting for us to put out the light.
Yes.
Maybe. Then let us go up and put out the lights, then, huh?
I think so. Surely I can imagine how he feels seeing that woman, suddenly remembering so vividly all the things that have happened. How low he fell from how high. Sometimes you remember even when you have nothing to regret, except that it's all over. And you can hardly face people with your feelings.
Right. I'll put out the lights. I'll just leave this little one burning.
The fire throws a lovely light.
Beautiful. Come, Orion. Yes. Come. Maybe let me go into that.
I tried to walk softly.
It's raining.
Yes.
Do you want me to make you something hot to drink?
Well, no, thanks. I'm quite comfortable.
Are you satisfied with the arrangement we made about the business?
It'd be a good idea if it would work.
It's going to.
I'm afraid not. The blunt truth of it is, Mrs. Leland, you'll starve to death as my partner. No one in this town is going to deal with me.
They will. They'll have to. It's not fair.
It's not a question of fairness or justice. It's a matter of fact. I've been in prison. They dislike me, resent me, even detest me. And anyone who deals with me will be tarred with the same brush as you are now.
Me? No one has said anything to me.
They have. And they will again. It's no use being brave over the impossible. Besides, I don't want anyone to be embarrassed by the fact that they know me or work for me, or because we're partners. I've got to ask you to dissolve our partnership.
Don't you want me to be partners with you?
What difference does it make what I want? You saw Mrs. Nolan, my old cook.
Yes.
She brought it all back to me, Mrs. Leland. What I was before and what I am now. I don't want to hurt innocent people like you or the Goldberg.
I think I have a right to pick my friends or my business associates.
It's being very quixotic.
I like to live on my own terms. And I don't think you should waste a moment worrying about what you once were or what you once had.
What I once had? I'm not worrying about that. I was just thinking, though. I can see how things are here. How the difference between a dollar more and a dollar less is so important. Poor people live very close to bare necessity. And I know now what must have happened when my company broke up and failed. I can understand why people should dislike me. And I can understand why they should dislike anyone who is mixed up with me. It's mixed up with me. It's mixed up with me. It's natural. It's even fair. I'm on the other side of the fence.
Every fence between human beings is imaginary and artificial. It's a habit of thinking, or believing, or desiring. There's no fence between us, Mr. Way, unless you want to imagine one there.
That's the last thing in the world I'd want to imagine.
Then it's the last thing in the world you'll ever see. Let's shake hands over our partnership. Our new partnership.
Our business partnership?
Our human partnership.
It's not the cold that's making Mr. Way tremble in front of a hot fire. It's a different kind of cold. The cold rush of new air. The breath of it when a man alone discovers that he's no longer alone in the world.